from PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, it's time for a holiday. It's the 4th of July holiday in the U.S., and this is an all-intro episode, so don't adjust your ears as you sleep through intro after intro after intro. Yeah, the all-intro episodes are very popular. It's like a perk on Patreon, too, if you really love them. But yeah, I want to make sure I had an episode for you if you needed it or wherever you are in the world. So here you go. Intro after intro after intro and mispronunciation after mispronunciation. If you're new, you might be like, what? Oh, it's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. But before we get there, these are the ways we're able to bring in this podcast free twice a week. Hey, everybody, this is Scoots, and this is where I talk about Sleep With Me Plus and supporting the show. I'm going to try to do this one pretty fast with a couple questions. This only goes out if you're a regular listener to Sleep With Me. So if you're new or the show is just something you listen to every once in a while, this is not important, really. But if you're a regular listener, the question is, does Sleep With Me help you at all, right? Does it help you in a unique way, like help you fall asleep or break up the thoughts or ease of loneliness in the deep, dark night? Distract you from physical sensations, whatever, does it do anything for you? And does the sleep you get or the relief you get make your life any better? And if the answers to those questions are yes, and you can afford to support the show, this is a time when I'm really asking people, hey, what would it be worth to you if we stopped making Sleep With Me? Like, would you pay to get it back? Like, you'd say, if Sleep With Me does make your life better by helping you get sleep, or it does help you in the deep, dark night feel less alone, or you just like it, and we stopped making it, I said, hey, would you pay for to get back? Like, how much would sleeping be worth to you? Say, hey, let's restart it. Let me put a quarter in the machine. What it does for you be worth to you to say, hey, I really want to get that back? And if the answer is like, hey, yeah, it would be worth $20 to me, or it'd be worth $50 to me, think about supporting the show at Sleep With Me Plus. Even, I mean, obviously, most people support it much less than that, because the show could really use your support right now, and we never have to cross that threshold. So if the show does something for you in a unique way, you like the podcast, and you can afford to support it, just don't wait. Sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. That's sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. Thanks, everybody. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, modern management made simple. All right, everybody, it's time to talk about tonight's sponsor, Helix Sleep. Do yourself a favor, go to helixsleep.com/sleep and take that Helix quiz. That was about 4 years ago that I took the Helix quiz, got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux, which is a perfect mattress for me and the way I sleep. Because the thing is, the Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection, the newly released Helix Elite collection. They have a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And how would you know which one is going to fit you and your body? You just take that Helix sleep quiz. You find the perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new mattress. And here's the thing. Everybody's unique. Everybody sleeps differently. And that is why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from. Each design designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. You know, if you're like me, I sleep on my stomach and my side. I sleep hot, so I want to stay cool. And that's what happened. I took the quiz. I got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux. I love my Helix Dusk Lux. And the way I know is every time I leave town, I cannot wait to get back. That first night back in my Helix Dusk Lux, it's like I'm in a state of sleep bliss. Not only is it the best mattress I've slept on, but setup is fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free. And Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and use the code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet. It won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. And now it's time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone. But this is a portion of the show I need you to hear. And really excited, I wanted to thank, of all people, Brooke, who supported Brooklyn and got a new set of sheets, two new duvets, pillowcases, the whole nine yards. And Brooke got 10% off and free shipping using the promo code WITHME at brooklinen.com. Thank you so much, Brooke, and thanks for everybody sharing. When you support a sponsor, let me know, let the sponsor know. And then I could thank you as part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone. Thanks for helping bring the podcast free to everybody. And now let's get on with the show. Oh, Mr. Bard, a lot of people work very hard on the show. Who are they?
Chris Posty Posterson. Sounds like a near fall. Wrote the theme song.
Edits episodes too.
Carl W. The Lecture.
Also edits episodes.
Kenny, Scotty, and Jennifer.
Runner, 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 runner.
I am the mystery bar.
I do the lullabies, yeah.
I do commissions at
JonathanMann.net.
Could be for Father's Day,
which is coming up soon.
Or could be just to say,
hey, you're cool.
You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your moderators.
Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com.
And we're so proud that we could dance to be part of Nine Fail Presents. So now on with the show.
Thanks, Mr. Bard. I'm at Dear Scooter on Twitter and Instagram. Great freeway to help the show is just simply spread the word, let people know about the podcast. That's a huge, huge help. Thank you, everybody that's doing that. And what do you say we get on with this all-intro show? Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. And what I'm going to do is try to create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, changes in temperature, routine, work schedule, you're traveling, you get to deal with one of those inflatable beds for some reason. I mean, they say, okay, here, let's get back to those inflatable beds, because I'm probably going to be sleeping in one in a day or two for something. Where was it? Oh, I'm going to try to create a safe place. It'll be inflated with hot air, but it'll be so much more comfortable. No vinyl here. But maybe some vinyl records, at least the soothing part of the vinyl records, which is kind of everything, the tactileness, safe check, safe places need to be tactile. I would say there's a bit more artistry in the design of covers and inserts and all those, and even the paper cover, like all that stuff. Vinyl's got me beat on that one. But I do put a lot of work into crafting. I don't know what that is, an artifice of a sleep podcast. And then the people that love vinyl, I would love vinyl if I had any gumption, but I'm short. I've been short on gumption since the day I was granted umption, and it's all from assumptions, hardy har har. But you know, the soothing, when a record's spinning, you know, there's motion. It's just a richer sound, they say. And so I don't know exactly what, it doesn't have anything to do with this podcast, but it's a very similar thing. Maybe some vacuum, maybe I'll bring some vacuum tubes in too. Because the vacuum tubes, they do give it, believe it or not, I used to use a preamp with a vacuum tube in it for a brief time with this podcast. It made my voice even creakier and dulcet. It made my dulcets creakier than they are even now. And maybe I was riding that vacuum tube a little hot. In my imagination, the vacuum tubes have a nice warm glow. And so I'm trying to create a safe place. If you're new, trying to create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake. I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to over-describe and then get distracted, clearly. I'm going to use lulling, soothing tones, pointless meanders, extra stuff, stuff we might not even need. But I say I'll plug in these vacuum tubes just in case. Maybe that humming will, that could be nice, a nice little barely noticeable background hum right in those soothing wavelengths. And the record will be rotating. All to take your mind off stuff, keep you company. If you're new, let me give you the setup here, because I'm eating up a lot of time. I don't even know. Excuse me. I think I snacked on some of my own podcast intro time by accident there. But if you're new, here's the structure show. Show starts off with a few minutes of business. And the business at the top of the show and between the intro and the story are how we keep over 650 archived episodes free. And we keep this podcast going. So if you're a regular listener, thanks for checking that out or going to sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors to look that up. If you're new, not super important. Then there's an intro. The intro is around 12 minutes of me trying to explain what the podcast is. More concise podcasters have been known to do it in 30 seconds, 15 seconds. Let's see. Let me time myself. How long? Because Craig and John are good at it. Script notes. Something about screenwriting and things interesting to screenwriters. They do it in like 10 seconds. And there's other shows that can do it like that. Me takes about 12 minutes. So I don't know if that's 10 times 10 seconds is what, one minute. So maybe 100. It takes me 120 times longer. And I never successfully, believe it or not, I use all that time not to explain myself in an efficient way, and not because it's not possible, of course, he says in jest, maybe, but to give people room to wind down, to get ready for bed, to moisturize or, you know, puff your pillows, get your bed ready, to get you in the mood. And to remind you, this is a safe place that's here for you to help you fall asleep. So the intros are windy. It's a good way to test out the show. Some people fall asleep during them. A few people skip them. But it's kind of a show within a show where, I guess, yeah, I unsuccessfully introduce the podcast. And in doing so, it's a success. I always bring that up. I'm not sure if that's a paradox or not, but... So that's the intro. Then there's some business. Then there's a bedtime story. Tonight, I don't know what it'll be. We'll find out together. It'll be a nice, soothing bedtime story with a lot of goofiness and silliness. And you say, what in the heck is it? He made the first Cubist podcast. And I'd say, I'm not even sure what differentiates a Cubist. So please don't quote me on that, even though I just said it in my own podcast intro. I don't know if that has a ring to it. He made the first Cubist podcast. It's missing some, maybe something. I do try to give you impressions of stuff. You say, let me see. So there's 12 minutes intro or so. Then there's a bedtime story. Then there's thank yous at the end. And so that's a structure show. Here's the other things. It's a podcast you don't need to listen to. You can kind of listen. You could turn me down. You could turn me up, whatever works. You can put a pillow. You can put me in your pillows. You could leave me on your nightstand. You could Bluetooth me. You could headphone me. You don't even need to call me maybe, because whoever that, you know, that was episode 99 out of 600 and something episodes. And no pop artists from Canada have called me maybe. So, okay. So, what was it? I got lost in my own, mirth or something. Why did the word mirth just pop in my head? Okay. So, oh, you don't need to listen to me. Yeah, that's what I was doing. I was demonstrating that. So there's no pressure to fall asleep. I'll be here for about an hour. You could put shows up back to back. There's a lot of people that listen to the episodes all night long. It gives you plenty of time to fall asleep. You could fall asleep in the first 4 minutes, or if you can't sleep, I'll be here all the way to the end. Because I know what it's like out there in the deep, dark night. And I know how it can feel. I don't want to get into it now. And so if you can't sleep, I'm here. I'm here all the way. I'm here for you. They make these episodes, even though you might say, well, I don't know how he could consider them complete. I do. I stick around to the end, putting effort in. And you know what? I'll be here for you. But you also need no pressure to fall asleep. But, you know, do it whenever you want. Can you imagine a parking lot? I guess this is kind of what valet parking is. But what if they, like, instead of valet parking, like, it was, like, half a valet? Or I guess it would be surprise valet parking. Like, you pull in somewhere, and they say, literally, put your car wherever you want. We'll take care of it. I guess that is valet parking. It's a little more organized. So I don't see how this would actually work. But it kind of works as a metaphor. You see, just leave your car wherever you want. We got you. I guess like that would be the attitude. It'd be the chill valet or something. Velvet valet. That's what we'd call it. And maybe we could, because I don't know how we'd use market inefficiencies to make the price. Maybe we work it on a barter system too. So then you give the valet something of value. You could give them money or something else of value. But instead of having to pull up to the curb of the restaurant, they got a parking lot somewhere. They should just put it wherever. Don't worry about it. We got you. I mean, don't put it into another car, please. But all the cars are surrounded by velvet ropes, which are enforced with some sort of, you know, super titanium carbon nanos with velvet on the outside. So you can't even do it anyway. But yeah, just leave it wherever you want. So this podcast is a little bit like that because you just fall asleep whenever you want. And I guess that leads me, it's funny how my brain works when it works, because I was thinking about the velvet, because I was thinking about those inflatable beds. There's one big brand name, but now I think, I don't know if they were an infomercial, but they were the first company to kind of say, hey, these camping mattresses, everybody uses them for their guests. Because sofa beds were a thing, I think, in the 70s or the 80s. And I think Seinfeld made fun of them. So then no one heard about the great sofa bed stock crash in 1991. Because no one read my book. I guess they threw them in a brook. The great sofa stock crash in 1991. Yeah, crickets even there in a podcast. But so... then people started using camping mattresses. And then at some point, and this is any economic historians may be not sleeping when they hear all this, because they're going to be researching. You know, no need to fact check me. Not going to be a good use of your time. You could nonsense check me. But so then they said, this one company, visionaries, I would say, they said, hey, those camping mattresses are okay, but there's like these downsides. Let's make it so it's higher off the ground. So you have the illusion of comfort. It's the same camping mattress, but twice the air. And you're off the ground. So you feel like you're less close to the ground. Maybe you're less likely to touch the ground because the mattress, because you got double the air. And then, just like the camping mattress, we're going to put that flock of velvet on the top, to give the air of luxury. You won't be surrounded by vinyl everywhere. because you have that sweet, sweet millimeter of velvet-like material between you and the vinyl. And then the beds will easily deflate. And those are all good things. I mean, those all seem like great ideas. And those are good for guests. That if you have like a guest that are having more than two bottles of wine, these inflatable beds work great. But what I've learned is that, at least in my life, as soon as you eliminate those bed comforting beverages, they leave a lot to be desired. But, you know, sometimes you need them. You got guests. You kids might not like them. I don't know what my point was, though. I mean, good. Like, I guess, I don't know. I guess I've just been thinking. Maybe that's where my mirth is coming from. If I know what mirth means, is it anything like dread? Because I'm saying, oh, boy, you got to be sleeping in one of those soon. Yeah, just for a couple nights. Anyway, I thought I had some sort of a thing, but I don't know. And that's what happens with this podcast. It's a podcast to take your mind off stuff. So if you're in one of those beds, I'm here. I'm here to keep you company. And so I guess I should close out the intro with saying, we're here in the middle of the bed. It's pretty comfortable. And if you don't move too much, just get your pillow right. Don't mind those squeaking noises, because the velvet dampens those noises anyway. And now that you're settled into a spot, you're realizing, hey, this isn't bad here. You're breathing in, your shoulders are relaxing. As always, when we haven't done one of these guided meditations in a while, but you squeeze your butt cheeks together and let them relax. Oh. And crinkle up your toes like you're making a fist with your toes. And let them relax. And pretend you're chewing some sort of invisible cud like a cow. And breathe while you're doing that. But don't actually chew anything. Just move your jaw clockwise for four turns. 2, 3, 4. Now counterclockwise. 2, 3, 4. And settle in. And yeah, this is another episode of Sleep With Me podcast. Now, this podcast doesn't work for everybody. So give it a few tries if you're new. I appreciate you coming by. And I work very hard because I yearn. And when I do the podcast, I really strive to help. So I really, really hope this podcast can help you fall asleep. Thanks again for coming by. And if you could stay here for a few more minutes and listen, this is how we keep the show going. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it's a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, time, temperature, weather, travel, work schedules. Whatever it is, I'm here to help. I'm going to try to take your mind off whatever's keeping you awake. What I did also, you know, I sometimes, you know, I knew what I, what was I talking about? Whatever's keeping you awake, I'm going to try to take your mind off of that. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, tangents, you know, extra stuff, distractions, all the ums and ahs you could handle. Pregnant bosses, pregnant with ums and ahs. Which stork brings those? I'd say I'd like to spend some time. I could use, you say, Scooch, are you hiring anyone? Well, I'm in a worldwide search, actually. Oh, worldwide talent search? Yeah, kind of. I'm trying to find the stork that brings ums and ahs. The stork that, here's the thing. I guess too late. I already answered the question. Said I'd never seen a pregnant bird before. And then literally a part of my brain that actually was paying attention at school, like did the thing where it palms your its own forehead. It's kind of like I don't know. I guess I've just pulled a Carl Pilkington or something. But anyway, where was I? Oh, it's a podcast to put you to sleep. I'm going to try to create a safe place and keep you company while you drift off into dreamland to distract you from whatever's keeping you awake. If you're new, here's the structure of the show and kind of thing. The first couple of times that you listen to the show, it's going to be a bit different. So give it a few tries to see if it works for you. Your first instinct might be to try to figure it out or to follow it. And that's fine, but try to do it with the loosest grip you can. Because you can see that my mind is sieve-like or sieve-like. And yes, not everything makes sense here. Never did, you know, for me, this is all does make sense in some strange way. And that's a good thing. It makes sense in a strange way to help you ideally drift off to sleep. Structurally, show starts off with a few minutes of business. It's how we keep the show and the archives free and coming out on a consistent quality basis. Yeah, there's also a little business between the intro and the story. You can find out all about who supports the show at sleepwithmepodcast.com. Then we have an intro, which we're about 3 minutes into. Usually the intro is around 12 to 14 to 18 to 20 to 11 minutes. Possibly sometimes 15 or 14, yes, and 17. Sorry, 17. Did not mean to pick you last or any of those numbers that did not get picked. I love you all because I think all the intros have been all of those, all of the above. So the intro is kind of like a show within a show where I kind of try to explain to the new listener the concept of the podcast, create a safe place for everybody, new or regular, a big welcome space where everybody feels included. But the thing is, the intro doesn't always, it's where I try to explain the show and make some sense in you say, well, he tried to explain the show once again. And it's like, this is the only podcast where if I could give myself a trophy, it'd be a participation trophy. Is that what they're called? And I say, well, I try once again, episode 700, whatever, tried to explain the podcast and got close. So that's the intro. Some people use it while they're brushing their teeth, while they're getting ready for bed, while they're prepping their pillows or climbing in. Some people sleep during it. A small percentage of listeners skip the intro. But it kind of sets the mood, which is me goofing around and being in the pot. Like, who was another word we needed to take back is inept. I'm a little bit inept. I think that would be a good hook for hip hop. Hey, Drake, once again, you never get it. How about working inept into a hook of one of your songs? I think that I'm not saying you're inept. We don't need any feuds here. And sleep with me, Drake. I save the subtext. When I talk to you, I don't use subtext. I'm serious. I think that's it could be a catchy word in your hands. Okay, Drake, I was imagining, it's the worst when someone you're imagining you're talking to hangs up. Okay, so that's the intro of the show, about, it's a show within a show to set the mood. I think I said that. Then we'll have the episode proper, that's about 45 minutes, and then the thank yous. And tonight, We'll be talking about another amazing Night Vale Presents show on its third season, a show that I've recently done a deep dive on. Alice is not living on the big farm, I'll talk about it a little bit at the top of the story part. And it's a beautiful series, and I think it's a thrilling, thrilling podcast to listen to. So I wouldn't suggest listening to it to go to sleep. I would suggest listening to it in a time when you really want to enjoy it. But there is something that Alice is currently on the big farm in the sky that I think the show, like I say, well, how is it similar to Sleep With Me? And then I laugh. But I do say there is some similarities. But one parallel is that a lot of it takes place on the road. Or maybe, oh, no, I guess, yeah, I guess depending on how you define on the road, like a road trip or traveling. And it does, like I was thinking, you know, there's like a, when you're on the road or you're taking a road trip or a family trip, whether you're taking a memory of a trip or you're, I guess like when you're on a road trip, let's be efficient with our language, Scoots. There's always a mood, right? And the mood can change from moment to moment. And I guess there's more than a mood. It's something much more than that. But that's the only word I can think of in my brain right now. And Alice really, really captures a spectrum of moods from a road trip. And this podcast is a bit like the part of the road trip where you're looking at the window. Like the part of the road trip where you're not, like, well, for me, I guess I'll talk about the driving part, but if you're a passenger and you're looking out the window and you're observing things, actually that is a parallel between Alice and Sleep With Me. It's like you're looking at stuff, you're looking at the environment, and I mean, I guess like the difference between looking out the window in Alice or being on the journeys of Alice and the heroine of the podcast. I'm also trying to figure out a way to talk about this without spoiling it all. But I think, here's the thing. I might as well say this. Do yourself a favor. Check out Alice. You should probably binge the first two seasons and then get caught up on season three. Alice and a lot of Night Vale Presents podcasts are the kind of podcasts that you could listen to episodes two or three times and discover new layers of nuance and detail. And I've been lucky to be able to do that as I've been working on this episode. So Sleep With Me is a bit like a road trip where someone is just kind of staring out the window and the car is warm. And I'm gently narrating, saying, well, there's some blades of grass there. They're a little bit too far for me to see. So I don't know if they're actually, I guess I'm overspeaking that it's a blade of grass. I'm just seeing grass, I guess more of shades of grass or blurs, grass blurs. I'm seeing grass through the glass. So it's a little bit like a road trip with Sleep With Me, where Alice, I guess I'm trying to explain something that has a great meaning to me, both the podcast, Alice, making Sleep With Me, and my experiences driving and road trips in my current life and as a kid and as a younger adult. I think you know what I mean. There's places you could always return to, at least in your mind, whether it's like a rest stop you used to go to, or a certain field you passed by, and sometimes even the audio you were listening to, whether it was a music or a podcast or a radio show, is inherently connected, almost like it's ground into the asphalt. The temperature, the weather, what you were hearing, what you were feeling, even who you were at the time. And it's strange, you see, when you drive past that spot again, there's whispers of that moment there. And maybe sometimes they're even louder than a whisper. You say, well, every time I take this right turn, I think of this. Or every time I drive down this road, sometimes maybe it's like the first time. It's just interesting how these literal pathways get linked to the pathways in our brain, but also they can be used in storytelling, like in Alice, and then layered as a part of the story, as a part of the theater of the mind to draw you in and to catch your attention. In the case of Alice, where the difference of Sleep With Me is, it's kind of like when I was talking about the grass earlier. See, and then there's some trees, and I'm pretty sure there's a creek over there, but it could be a river. It could be also, it could be a stream. I'm not 100% positive there on what to call it, and now I can't see it anymore. Now all I see is a bunch of trees. And then also, this is something I get curious about, and I don't know if anybody else does this. When you are on a road with a lot of trees on both sides, and I guess I have an apology to make to trees. I'm always making an assumption. So A-double-S out of you and me trees. Because they always say, well, it must be a thick forest. When in some sense, the trees could only be like four trees deep. And maybe I'm diminishing those trees' feelings. I don't know. So a public apology to trees. But I guess the thing is that art, like... Alice podcast really has the ability to take these archetypal things, these experiences we all share in different ways, and to add me even more to it and to use it to deliver something cool and fresh to you. And this show is just kind of like somebody talking, but it is nice when those times when you are in the car and you're comfortable and you're warm. And you do have the opportunity to just kind of get, like, where there's no pressure. You don't got to drive. The person driving, maybe I'm Scoots, maybe I'm driving. Let me drive tonight while you drift off in a dreamland. And you're warm in the car. Maybe I have a piece of weed in my, you know, in my teeth just because that's what's in my mind right now. And I'm narrating about the grass and the streams. And tonight I'll be talking about Alice is not on the big farm at all, a little bit, and having some fun visiting some aspects of that show, all while you drift off into dreamland. Good night. Hey, you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, you know, travel, temperature, wind. Oh boy, that wind. Come on, wind. What in the heck? Changes in routine, work schedule. Maybe you're out of town. Whatever it is, I'd like to keep you company and distract you just enough to carry you off into dreamland, or to keep you company if you wish, if you so choose. And here's one thing about this podcast. I can say if you'll indulge me, but you don't even need to. Maybe we'll talk about that. But first, let's talk about what I'm going to do. I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use a lulling, soothing, creaky, and croaky dulcet tones. Pointless meanders. Oof, oh, boy. Superfluous tangents. You better believe it. Senseless proclamations, maybe this time, maybe not. I do proclaim, I have no idea. It's new, though. I don't know. I think every episode has had senseless proclamations. It just never, poor senseless proclamation, never been acknowledged before. Of all the proclamations, that was another book, Gingerbread Press, 2830. If there's still print, there will be print by the tale of a senseless proclamation. The proclamation with a frown until the end of the story. Obviously, we turned around by then. Where was I? You sent my voice across the lonely, soothing tones, pointless meander, senseless proclamations, plenty of other stuff. to be your companion, to be your boar friend, your boar bae, your boar sib, your boar cuz, your boar bestie. I'm here to keep you company. And what I'm going to do if you're new here, let me give you a couple of things. Structure of the show. I already forgot what I was going to talk about once the senseless proclamation came up. I thought I was going to do some comparing of things. But anyway, if you're new, structure shows. Show starts off with a little business. That's how we keep the show in the archives free. And we keep that's literally how we keep the show going. Regular listeners just know when their hand hits the fridge tomorrow, what they do is they go on their phone, they go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors. They say, oh, who sponsored my favorite podcast? Let me check that out. But if you're new, not super important. Then there's an intro. The intros are about 12 to 11 to 14 to 16 minutes. They're kind of a show within a show, best suited for paint drying, when you're staring at stuff, slack-jawed staring, and getting ready for bed, or getting into bed and easing into your bedtime routine. And that's where I try to explain what the podcast is. Done it almost 800 times. So far, there hasn't, you know, I just haven't, I don't have it quite down yet. Any of this podcasting stuff, really. I don't even know, to be honest, I'm sitting here recording. I don't even know if I have 700 episodes out. I think I do. I could have 600, though, or it could be 500. I don't know what number I'm on. My mind went blank on it. No, it said, are you sure about that 700 number? I said, no idea. What do we got, 600 episodes, 500? It only feels like, it feels like it's only been four. It's, you know, so... Oh, what was I saying? Oh, if you're new, the intros, they're show within a show, don't make a lot of sense, but they kind of give you the sense of the podcast. They get you in the mood, get you prepped for bedtime, let your pets know that, or your partner, or your neighbors, or your plants. You know, I'm big on plants now. When that's the next big market for podcasts, or only my podcast, plants. I don't know if that's a demographic or a psychographic. It causes marketers to sigh graphic. For me, I say, well, what about plants? I say, I have a whole contingent of plants listening. And that's what the sound the marketers make when I say, when I'm on a conference call. And then someone will say, oh, Scoots is just kidding. That's the person that usually is representing me. I say, no, I'm serious. You got to think ahead of time. We got to play. I thought we were playing the long game here. Plants are deserving markets. Just think about what it did to old Senseless Meander, whoever I was talking about earlier in the podcast intro. Sorry, conference caller. So I got to get back to the new listener. So that's the intro. Then there's a little bit of business tucked in between the intro and the episode. Again, catch it at sleep. You know, when your hand hits the fridge tomorrow, how do I support my favorite podcast? Then we'll have an episode, a bedtime story. This will be kind of a how we make bedtime stories style episode about our series that just concluded. Then there's some thank yous at the end. All told, I'll be here about an hour. That's the structure of the show. The thing about the podcast is you don't really need to listen. You can kind of listen. Oh, that was what I was going to talk about, was indulging. You don't need to indulge me, you don't need to pretend to indulge me, because you don't need to listen. You can kind of listen, you can barely listen. You can listen at where I'm incomprehensible, which some people could say all the time. Or, here's the deal, if you can't sleep, if you're really having trouble, or say you're stressed out and it's during the day, I'm going to be here till the end, because I really do care. And I do put a lot of work in the show, so you don't have to listen. But you can. And I think because I am here and you don't need to listen, maybe that helps you fall asleep. I don't know. That's one of my theories. I put the effort all the way in the end so you don't have to listen. And you're not going to miss anything because it's a podcast. You can re-listen at any time. So that's, let's see, structure show. You don't need to listen. Also, no pressure to fall asleep. Like I said, I'll be here the whole time. To keep you company, so you can drift off at your leisure. Ideally, you won't even know it. And like I said, you don't need to indulge me. I was thinking that would have more legs about something I could go on meanders and tangents about, like, because there's indulgences. But then I thought of that name of that character. What was it? Senseless Proclamation. I'd like to indulge in the thoughts. Hey, Alec, do you have a category, an allegory, indulging in senseless proclamation? Indulging in senseless proclamations for 500? Okay, my Jeopardy part of my brain's shut down right now. But yeah, think about old senseless proclamation. The one proclamation that was never, until this show, was never proclaimed. And even then, I didn't acknowledge its, you know, how do you acknowledge? Maybe that could be another book, a self-help, maybe acknowledging proclamations. Who was big in, you know, it could be written by a town crier. Maybe that dude who was the, was that Paul Revere? Who was the one that was riding that horse and doing that stuff? I don't know. But like, it's old Senseless Proclamation is a close friend of mine now, as of this episode intro. And I thought that would have more legs too, but indulging. This is the only podcast you can indulge in. It doesn't have any extra stuff other than words, non-connected. This is a linear podcast that the binary units disagree. They say, well, we don't know if it's necessarily, we've looked at your zeros and your ones, Scoots. We've seen all your bits. And I say, really? And then they make a bunch of jokes that I can't share on the podcast intro about my bits. And I say, hilarious. I can't even get that out. I say, indulge me, because I'm here to indulge the listener in an indulgent experience you don't even need to listen to. So indulgent, you don't even need to taste it. Like, I don't think they've ever sold any indulgent treats like that. Because I don't think that would work, but it's so indulgent, like, what's that ice cream, the space ice cream? Now they sell it everywhere, which it seems to have helped their market share somehow. What would they call it, Spaceballs ice cream? I can't remember what it's called, of course. The little circles, they look like little beads. How's my brain not, but, oh no, they used to have freeze-dried ice cream. That was another treat you could get. And usually a kid that did a lot of camping would bring it. And I don't know if I've ever had it, to be honest. But I think that's like something that is very, you know, it's barely, it doesn't have a lot of mass, but you still indulge in it. And I would say this podcast does not have a lot of mass, unless, like my other part of my brain just said, unless it's a hot mass of hot air and a mess of hot air. But I don't think that has, like, I think that's lighter than actual air. That's why, or I guess we're talking about helium now. No, but even if you, how am I debating my brain? I'm saying, no, if you heat up regular air, that's all that's in a hot air balloon is warmer air, which, so my hot air actually is buoyant. And that's the whole purpose of the podcast, actually, is to be a buoyant thing. For your thoughts to carry them away, or more to carry your attention away, or whatever's keeping you awake. And some community level of buoyancy, of uplifting, to say, hey, you're not alone there in the deep dark night. I've been there. Millions and millions of other listeners have been there. We know what it's like, and we all believe you deserve a good night's sleep. You deserve some companionship. You deserve some levity, and that's what I'm here for, to take your mind off of stuff, to goof around a bit, or more than a bit, with my tiny bits. Yeah, thanks, digital brain or whatever. And, I guess to try to uplift the things, to make them a little bit lighter, and to acknowledge that's not easy, whether you're, what is it, an indulgent proclamation, a forgotten proclamation, or whomever I was speaking of earlier. I'm just kidding. Of course I remember your name while I'm buying time to remember your name. Superfluous meanders. I'm just kidding. I didn't mean to get your name wrong. part of my brain, and I can't remember its name. Now I can't. Proclamation. Superfluous proclamation would be another name I might call you once upon a time. Indulgent proclamation. That's one. I think that's like those ones are usually in neon. Indulgent proclamations on the side of the road. Yeah, I'm sorry. I forgot. But anyway, I'm here to keep you all company, to bring you in, to give you a hug, to lighten the mood. Now, this podcast does not work for everyone, so give it a few tries. Literally, 98% of the people that write reviews of the show, it's at least recently I was looking. And a few people had written that they listened once and they stopped listening after like 5 minutes, and then they came back months later and became very, oh, this is like recent patrons. So they listened once, said, this isn't for me, then went back to it months later, and now they support the show. So give it a few tries, maybe, you know, give it a break between a few tries, see if it helps. It doesn't work for everybody. It's very strange meanders. It's my middle name. One of my middle names is Namesies. But I'm here to help. I've been there, sleepless, tossing and turning, aggro, because I say, what the heck? I can't go to sleep. Why not? And I'd like to help. I'd like to give you, I'd like to share some of my hot air with the parts of you that you want me to carry away. Just a poof of hot air. So I appreciate you coming by. And I work very hard. I yearn and I strive. And I really want to help you fall asleep. Thanks so much. And what do you say we keep the show going? When we hear about how we keep the show going. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, things you're thinking about, things you're feeling, things you're experiencing. If you're on the road or someone you care about's on the road, maybe you're missing your bae or your beau. Or your boo, or maybe you said boo-hoo-hoo recently, and you say, well, I'm having trouble getting to sleep. Whatever it is, shift work, whatever it is, I'd like to help. I usually do that, but those are all true things that could be keeping you up at night, and I'd like to keep you company. I'd like to distract you. I'd like to make best bedtime or best time. Maybe we'll talk about best time. I'm not sure what it is. I'll have to make it up in the next few minutes. But I'd like to make bedtime less of a chore, less of a rigmarole. In something you either say, well, it's not that bad. When I got Scoots, bedtime's not so bad. Or it's something you could actually look forward to and say, well, Scoots will goof around for a few minutes while I fall asleep, whatever it is. That's keeping me awake. I like the podcast because I know it's there for me. Now, if you're new, I'll just tell you right up front, give this podcast a few tries. It doesn't work for everybody, but for 99.9% of the people it's worked for, they say it takes two or three times before they say the first two or three times you're like, what is this noise? And they say, well, it's creaky dulcet tones because Scooch is trying to create a safe place. He's going to send his voice across the deep, dark night. He's going to use a lulling soothing, an acquired lulling and soothing, creaky dulcet tones, pointless meanders. Those are also an acquired taste. Here's Sleep With Me. The only taste you acquire is while you're falling asleep. You say, well, I don't really acquire it, but I guess I do. You're not required to acquire. Sleep With Me. Where stuff doesn't make any sense, but it still has taglines. I guess we kind of is there something called dequiring? Maybe that could be something we work on. What was that first thing I was going to talk about? Best time in dequiring. Maybe we'll talk about those. But if you're new, give it a few tries. See if it works. If you're new structurally, here's what to expect. Show starts off with a little bit of business. That's how we keep the podcast free and try to keep all our archives free. You can find all of that stuff. Go right to our website. You wonder who sponsored the show? SleepWithMePodcast.com. It'll be right there. And you can check out the sponsors there. Then there's an intro. Intros are around 12 to 13 to 15 minutes of me trying to explain what the show is to new listeners. But in a way that makes regular listeners feel comfy and snuggle in, or give them something to listen to while they're brushing their teeth, while they're getting ready for bed, while they're cozying in, you know, while they're pulling, you know, maybe some people have two pairs of socks on, other people have zero socks on, whatever it is. The intro gives you time to do that, or just to get in bed, turn out the lights and press play. And get comfy, get to puff those pillows, pull up those covers. There's also like the mystery thing with there's the mystery bard that does those lullabies. But sometimes my comforter does this mystery thing in my sheets. I mean, I guess it's when I don't make my bed in the morning. So maybe it's not a mystery. I guess mystery solved. Spoiler alert, I accidentally solved my own mystery. Yeah, but if I don't do that, and even if I get in bed and I say, apparently, my bed looks fine. And then I go to pull up my sheet, and either my sheet is like, it doesn't come all the way up, or I get my sheet up there, then I start reading. That's the last stage of my bedtime routine, by the way. That's when you could press play. But I'll be reading, and I'll say, well, I got my fan blasting. Maybe time to pull up the old comforter. And then suddenly I said, well, it's only half length. How did my comforter slip into half length? Easy to talk about. What was I talking about other than luxury problems? But that is a mystery. I say, what the heck happened? Hey, comforter, can you pull all the way up already? And then I'm testing a weighted blanket. So then I got the weighted blanket down there. But this is some of the things I talk about in the intro if you're new. And you say, well, this is kind of pointless. I say, yep, pointless meanders. You got it. Check, check, and check. Forgetfulness, because I already forgot. I think I was going to talk about best time. You know, what do we call that? Defueling? No, it was something, not decoupling. I'm an expert at that, though. I'm an expert at non-coupling. Deflating. Deflating just doesn't sound very appealing. There's a lot of D's that are good, but there's one I said, why isn't there a D of that? I forgot, but let me finish with structure of the show. Then there's a bedtime story. After the intro is a bedtime story. Tonight we'll be talking about season one, episode 3 and 4 of The Good Place. More about like the details in the show and stuff that came up that I noticed versus the plot or the jokes, which are the things you would want to watch the show for. This would be the stuff that you don't need to watch. The good place that's happening in the background. And you'd say, well, I would sleep through that if you were talking about it, Scoots. And I'd say, job done. Check, check. It's best time. It's time for you to get in bed, turn out the lights and press play. And for me to make bedtime less of a rigmarole. I was trying to remember. That's what best time is. Where I put on my, you know, I try to do my best. Instead of my best, I take the T off. Because it's a little bit, you know, you say best. It's less harsh. Always do your best. What are the ones when you're trying to remember? What are those chords or scales or something? No, all good boys do best. Do their best, but I just do my best to keep you company, to take your mind off of stuff. This is weird. It's a podcast that you don't really need to listen to, which I think I already made reference to that. It's here to be your friend, your boar bae, your boar cuz, your boar sib, your boar bestie. I'm here, as Paul Bay says, if I had a bay, it might be Paul Bay. But he says creaky meanders. Also, check out Paul's podcast, Big Loop, on Apple Podcasts or wherever you consume your podcasts. Where was I? I was trying to remember stuff I forgot. I forgot what we were going to de-do. But, like, in some sense, the intro is me deconstructing the podcast I'm the only person I tried to deconstruct it and reconstruct it, both unsuccessfully. But it doesn't matter because you don't need to listen. No pressure to fall asleep. I'm going to be here for about an hour. I'm going to be here to keep you company. I'm going to be here to take your mind off stuff. I'm going to be here to be goofy, but barely funny. Yeah, relatable, but forgettable. And to be your friend, because I've been there. That's the thing. I've been there, I've done it all, even in the past week. Woke up a couple hours before my alarm. Check. Woke up 10 minutes before my alarm and thought it was a couple hours. But then I said, oh boy, I'm going to can't wait to get right back to sleep. Let me just double check what time it is. And it says, oh, your alarm's going off in 5 minutes. I said, oh, Mac, man. I don't know if I said, oh, Mac, but maybe I will start saying that. Oh, Mac. Whatever other ones. Like I said, I can't even manage my own bedding. You see, what kind of battles do you fight in your regular day-to-day life, Scooter? We're here with the betting report. I said, well, good thing you picked the right person to interview. It's too bad you didn't interview me yesterday because I had a big mystery on my hands. Why my sheet and my comforter were different lengths, apparently. And I thought it was some sort of mystery. It probably conducted maybe an experiment, but it turns out it just didn't make my bed. Even shaking it out, the old person like me, even if I shake it out, my sheet and my comforter, my blanket. No, I don't have a blankie. I don't have anything against blankies. I just don't have a blankie. That's a good question. I don't know if I've ever had a blankie, but I was actually talking about a mystery, and it was solved by me just saying, maybe if I make my bed, it'll be less of a mystery. Anyway, excuse me. I hate to cut this interview short, but that's what happened. My sheet or my comforter was short, and mystery solved. I got to get back to this podcast intro. So I'm here to take the pressure off of bedtime, to keep you company. This podcast is definitely more than a little bit different. It's more than a little bit strange. It does grow on you. Or no, it grows near you. I don't even grow anywhere near you. I'm in a speaker or a headphone. You could adjust the volume. You can set an all-night playlist. You could set a sleep timer for 30 minutes or an hour. If you need me, I'll be here till the end. That's the mission of this podcast. Take your mind off of stuff. Be silly, but you don't need to listen. But you know I'll be here. I don't know if that makes any sense. And if you wake up, you can't get back to sleep. I'm here. I'm here to help. Give it a few tries. I really work hard, and I yearn and I strive to help you fall asleep. I want to thank you so much for coming by. And if you could listen for a few minutes, this is a couple ways we keep the show going before we get to the story. All right, everybody, this is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review, and this is where I run through my Weeks in Review stuff. What was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month, and what you can expect to see on in the public feed too. Now I have, if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only, and then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, and whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from on Apple are Overcasts, iCatcher, Pocket Casts, and on Android you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in my app is the Boar Friends level. I have four podcasts: the ad free full episodes, the story only episodes. Nothing in Sleep With Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story only versions of the show, the all intro, all night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out, and that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to the Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them, And so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Postie Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't like automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. Let's pop into all intro, all night episodes. I know all intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets season one, part two, almost 6 hours. It's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, all intro episode came out. And then we had March is that bonus episode. So there was another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro all night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the story, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed, let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On week started last week. So we had 12:54 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 12:53, Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabelik's, we're getting ready, big announcement. If I haven't made it anywhere, we're going to do 3 seasons of a crossover with Alba Sabelik. So that's cool. That's something we're looking forward to doing. And that was episode one of that. That was the one we did originally. Then 12:52 was the finale of The Great British Bake Off and episode 10. Then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut. That was a good one. 12:50, one of my favorite episodes probably in the past few years, a Willy Wonka tour that came out of some news articles about the experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series. I mean, like a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. And Multiplex episode 4, and then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. And again, if you ever need support at supercast.com is there to help you. Though if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not you don't need support. But if you do, and the other thing is this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me, and most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's I put it in at the end of the free show too. But this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right? And building your playlists from that podcast app. So, yeah, thanks everybody for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback at sleepingmepodcast.com. If you need support at supercast.com. And good night.